Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good morning and welcome to Community Connection on Star 94.5. I'm Monica May. My guest this morning is the project manager from the Goldsboro Choice Neighborhood Initiative, Tamara Johnson. When we did our last Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day, and even the one prior to that, Tamara made sure to be there to talk to residents. Now, what we've been promoting is the fact that you have an event coming up this week,
March 29th at the City of Sanford Commission Chambers, and it will be from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a unique opportunity for people to come. The town hall event is at the City of Sanford Commission Chambers, March 29th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a unique opportunity for residents and people from Sanford as our target audience to find out more about the initiative and what the transformation plan means for the community. We will also have subject matter experts there where we can ask those types of questions, the one-on-one questions, and get answers. But we want people to find out what this process has truly been like and how can we take this plan and move forward and create the community that the residents want to see.
And the residents there deserve. That is a Absolutely. Historic area. And you have done a lot in the, 2 years that you've been there?
Yes, yes.
Working on this project and getting to know the people there in Goldsboro. Now we got to figure out what's next. If you've been to the Sanford Goldsboro area, you find that there are some areas that you had projects there. Mm-hmm. They were torn down.
Yes.
Is that part of what this project is all about?
Absolutely. And that's the key thing that most people ask about. What about the housing?
Yeah.
Well, we're definitely, and I want to repeat, we're definitely not bringing back project. But the plan is to bring back mixed level income housing. So, you know, you can be living somewhere that you're proud to look at from the outside and make it a home on the inside. And so we want to bring back these units in different forms. So we're looking at some single family housing. We're looking at some apartment style housing, but most importantly, we are not bringing back the projects. Mm-hmm. So we want to make the community something that everybody is happy and proud of. We found over the years and over time from when you say projects, it has such a negative connotation, and that's not what this community is about.
You know, it's interesting because I grew up in the projects in New York and again learned while I was in college, actually from a project manager there. He was a senior at the time. What the whole concept behind projects really is, and that is to contain certain economic levels of people into one area that is A, affordable, but B, so that they can be really contained in that part of town. When I go back to New York and I see what they've done to those projects, now the buildings may stay as they are. Projects are built very sturdy. They're fireproof. They are built to last. But it's a connotation. It's a mentality. They now have gates around them. So you have to be buzzed in and out before you can even get on the property. Wow.
Right.
And then you look in New York, some of those buildings were 10, 15. We lived in one that was 17 stories tall. Yeah. When I talk, and you've heard me talk before, I always say, I don't know how to do the math that talks about the peer pressure that comes from living inside of just one building. Now, if you multiply that by 20 that may exist for one project, now you understand what that project, that mentality can breed. Right. So it's good to hear that projects will be eliminated because it is definitely a mentality that comes along with it.
Yes.
Talk to me about what could be. What are some of the highlights that you've noted over the 2 years?
Some of the highlights of the plan were, of course, the different style housing that will be there, but it won't stop at housing. We're hoping to bring a one-stop facility. So it'll be a resource facility for the entire community where you can have education, careers, economic opportunities, a place for you to go so you don't have to have that mentality and that type of peer pressure. And then people will be welcomed in from outside of the community that can bring resources and a different outlook for the children in the community and for the people there. A lot of times what we found in the community is that the residents of Goldsboro and Academy Manor, because the grant is for Goldsboro and Academy Manor, they have a mentality of strong pride.
Yes.
And that pride is something that's amazing. It's carried them through. They have several informal leaders who've been around forever, and they've led the community to where they are now. Now it's time for us to step in, and we can help them kind of channel that for what's next. And so we're excited about the housing. We've been able to discuss public safety because, of course, Sanford has a negative connotation based on everything that happened in the past with Trayvon Martin. But where we are now, we're being able to have conversations with law enforcement. And so residents are learning to be more comfortable talking to law enforcement. And the Sanford Police Department has been absolutely amazing with making sure they're present. And not always present in the negative space, but present in community activities, present in getting to know the individuals. They have also been our partners in several of the events that we've had throughout the grant cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Something else that we're considering, or that's a part of this planning process, has been connectivity. And connectivity, you ask, what is that exactly? That is the roads and the streets. So of course, when you ride down the street and you see new streetscape, that breeds new life. That makes other businesses want to come into the community and be a part of it. And so the goal is, when we take you down historic Goldsboro Boulevard, where they've already begun the streetscape, and we actually had a grand opening for the streetscape several months ago, it's welcoming to new businesses, and these businesses will come. And of course, once you have new businesses, people begin to ask questions, and the community grows from there because people want to live, work, and play in a certain area. Something else that we've talked about is maintaining the historical value and preserving that spirit throughout the community. We're thinking of just different ways to do that. One example of that would be on March 29th at Town Hall. We had an opportunity to give a photography club to some youth last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the youth actually were given cameras and had a class by a photographer from the community to go out and take pictures of things that you see every day. And it's amazing when you look behind the lens of a camera what you see versus what you see with the natural eye. So those pictures will be on display and will be traveling throughout the community. So these young ladies will be able to see, hey, I did that. That's something I did.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we want to foster that pride. We want to foster that spirit of this is where we live. And we want to bring back some positive energy to the community. Not saying that it's all negative, but we want to take Goldsboro and Academy Manor to the next level.
Mm-hmm. And I think that it is time to do that. Since Chief Cecil has been on board with Sanford's Police Department, and that has been since Trayvon Martin, mm-hmm. we've had such an uptick in terms of camaraderie between the community, because the chief would actually go door to door with his men, with his women, and introduce himself
yes.
and have these chats.
Yes.
But he wouldn't wait until an assigned Friday to do it. He would do it every morning
yes.
if he had to, just
yes.
walk out there. There is a difference. When you go into Sanford now, for the last couple of years, we've chosen Sanford to be yes. the host site for Take
Thank
a Loved
you.
One to the Doctor
Thank
Day.
You.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, out of all the venues that we've brought that event to, y'all beat me there on Saturday. And we get there pretty early. But my moms and my dads and all of the people that come out for services, I think they just really coming out to chit chat. Just coming out to, they have their lawn chairs out there,
mm-hmm.
Tamara.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just chilling,
mm-hmm.
waiting for things to start.
Right.
I love what Britt has done mm-hmm. with the Westside Community Center
yes.
for the senior citizens.
Yes.
He makes sure that they're included in so many mm-hmm. programs. He just scouts for things for them to do. And he takes care of the youth in that
as well.
Area
Absolutely.
As well. So, Britt Henderson, my hat is off to you. Your Commissioner, Velma Williams.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
just people that are just so interested and involved mm-hmm. in their community.
Right.
And that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So where can we find out more about, is there like a sketched out plan that we can see
yes.
on March 29th?
Yes.
Would that be available?
Yes, there is actually a very, very detailed plan, a draft plan that can be found on at www.choosegoldsboro.com. Mm-hmm. And that has actually all of the information from the onset of the grant until present. Now, the grant information, the draft, is very, very comprehensive and very detailed. And so we know that'll be a nice bedtime reading for most. But there's also a condensed version, which is an executive summary that mm-hmm. kind of highlights everything for the plan. And so we will also have that information at the CNI town hall meeting, but it is also available online for people to read and see.
And that's, again, at Choose Goldsboro.
Mm-hmm. Sanford.com.
All right. If you're just tuning in, Tamara Johnson is the project manager for the Goldsboro Choice Neighborhood Initiative. It was a 24-month study on what could be done next with the historic area of Goldsboro. And so the rollout for it is going to be on March 29th. That is this week. So we're looking for everybody to come on out. It'll be 6 p.m. at City Hall in the Commissioner's Chambers. Of course, your City Hall is 300 North Park Avenue there in Sanford. And in this meeting, you'll be able to ask questions about the plan after the presentation, because Tamara and her team, and just, I guess, the commissioners as well, want to just roll it out. Now, what about, I'm going to ask a question, and I may be, you know, like right there on the line. We see what could happen in terms of the aesthetics of Sanford. What about race relations there now?
Well, look, first, let me say that, look, that's not my area of expertise. But what I will say is that based on the interaction and the participation and partnerships that have happened, race relations are realistically there. They will exist. But what I can say is that we've had some amazing partners and exceptional and real conversations, real conversations to bring us to the next step. So it's not a matter of you don't look like me, but how can we make this the community that we want to see? And so a part of that process is that this is a welcoming, all-inclusive group. So there's nobody that's left out. So when you talk race relations, you know, for me, that's out of my area of expertise. However, I've seen everybody from every age demographic, from every socioeconomic level in society, from every nationality that has come out to really hear the information. And so that's why it's imperative for us that we want people in Sanford to come out to the town hall meeting and see what's going on with Goldsboro and Academy Manor, and what are our next steps, and how do we take this plan and make this vision a reality. And one thing we've highlighted throughout the process is that this is the community that the residents want to see, not what the planning team, not what elected officials want to see, but what the residents want to see. So we've taken great pride in making sure we afford them that opportunity.
And so it sounds like, Tamara, over the 24 months that we're talking about, you've had various interactions with the members of Goldsboro, and it looks like you're going to be able to tell them what their plans are, tell them what you heard, and as a project manager, just develop it for them and just show them that this is what you came up with. So in that planning, is it just based on housing? You said that there will be resources. Resources for what in particular?
Okay, so let me back up. For in the beginning of the grant, there was a community needs assessment done.
Yeah.
And based on the community needs assessment, there were seven areas that were identified as priorities for the community. Those are careers and economic opportunities, connectivities, which are your roads and street lighting and all of that stuff, community facilities, health, public safety, housing, and education. And so from those seven identified areas, we began to have working group sessions. And so we've had a total of nine sets of working group sessions, which breaks out to about 63 meetings we've had with the residents. So every 3 to 4 weeks, we were having a series of meetings for everyone to come in, ask questions, give their input, and have raw conversation. So in those conversations, not only were we talking about problems, but we talked about solutions for these things that are going on in the community, and how can we meet the needs? Because ultimately, that's what it's about.
And so from that, you learned that careers are, you know, very scarce right there.
Right.
Was this ever part of the discussion? How could you bring resource and industry back there?
Yes, yes. So, for example, with the Careers and Economic Opportunities meetings, we had experts in those fields come in. And so we had our chairs that facilitated the meetings, but we brought in whether it was someone who was bringing jobs into the community, whether it was someone who was providing training. And so we talked about realistically, how does that training work? You know, because somebody may need, you know, what I would say is ground level training just on learning a basic trade. Some people have been in a career for a long time and they want to know how to get to the next level. Some people just want to know what's out there. You know, I have to work to sustain my family, but in the midst of that, I do want to get an education. It's something I'm passionate about. So we had those conversations. We also found out that there are several entrepreneurs in the Goldsboro Academy Manor communities who are doing these different things. And so they brought a new breath of fresh air for us, because it was like, hey, this is what we do. And these meetings, we were also able to find out what is actually in the community already that we probably didn't know.
And that's a good thing. I know that True Health, one of our Star Cares partners, has transitioned to the health department over there. And that's a good thing to have them involved right there. What about nutrition in that area? That's relatively a food desert, just like the Paramore area is here in Orlando.
Absolutely.
What are they doing about
that? So the Department of Health in Seminole County has been our partner. And with that partnership, we have what is called a Doing While Planning activity, which is a part of the Goldsboro Choice Neighborhoods grant itself. So we identified the Goldsboro Farmers Market as our Doing While Planning activity to address the fact that this community has a what is known as a food desert. Mm-hmm. And so now, actually, the Goldsboro Farmers Market now meets every Friday at the corner of Olive and 13th Street and the Allen Chapel AME parking lot. And so they bring out fresh fruits and vegetables and vendors, local entrepreneurs who have things that they're selling as well. So you kind of bring that brings out the community to see what's going on. And the goal of that is to increase the vendors and be able to provide a larger quantity of fresh produce, vegetables and things like that.
Who would farmers need to contact to maybe become a part of that?
They can always contact me and then I can forward the information out.
And your contact information?
Yes, my contact information is tamara.johnson@orl-oha.org. And I can also be reached 407-895-3300, extension 4010. Now, once you get me that information, there's an amazing gentleman by the name of Derek Thomas, mm-hmm. who is employed through the Department of Health in Seminole County, who is the liaison for that market. And the reason I gave my information is just to be transparent. I can't think of Derek's information off the top of my head, but it is, in fact, on the website. And so they're there every Friday.
I like the thought that transparency always works for me. The public safety piece of that, is that where the police chief got involved with helping to just talk and just explain what was the expectations of the new and improved Goldsboro?
Yes. And so from that, one of the things in that needs assessment and from the public safety working group meeting, the residents wanted to, you know, find a way to discuss and have real conversation. And so a community facilitator was hired who's come out and he comes in town and he's had, I think this is a fourth meeting with us. He came in and kind of did a cursory interviews with everyone to kind of find out what that real conversation was like. And so now he facilitates these meetings for ongoing conversation and activities, and a level of commitment has been placed on the community. So long after CNI ends, because June 28th is our drop dead date for our submission to HUD. But long after CNI is gone, we want to make sure that we've left the residents and the partners in the community with an opportunity to have open dialogue and open conversation.
Now, I know this was a project for you, for CNI. Mm-hmm. How long did it take the residents to really get involved and to really know that you all were there for them? I mean, you came up with seven pillars. Those were one things that, you know, the residents said that they wanted to learn more about. I mean, even with Star Cares, we didn't just develop it. We researched what our listeners actually wanted to find out more about. So is that the process for you all?
So yes, that was the process. Again, initially was that needs assessment and identify those seven areas. And then now it is truly the next steps. What are our next steps and how do we maintain where we are? And so, of course, initially when you come out, you know, people are wondering, hey, you know,
Who are y'all?
Yeah, what are you about? You know, what are you bringing that's different? Yeah. But what we found is that as time has progressed, participation has grown. And then when
it's a trust factor that you've developed.
Yes, it's a trust factor. But then on the flip side is, whereas we may not see someone in meetings, we see people in the community and they're able to tell us what was said in the meetings.
Well, that's good because that means that you all aren't sitting behind just a desk, Tamara, and your team is out there moving around, moving amongst the people. That's good.
We have a great team. We have an outreach and engagement person, Mr. Brown, and then we have an executive assistant, Ms. Gail. And so we all work, and I couldn't do it without them. And then my fearless leader, as I call him, Mr. Fleming. So we all go out into the community, but Mr. Brown hits the ground running. He's the one going door to door. And then any opportunity where there are events in the community and we're invited, we come out. And so we share information. But not only are we sharing information, on the back end, we're kind of taking a cursory glance of what is being said in these meetings and see how we can kind of include it into our processes so that there's nothing left behind or no, you know, no stone unturned, as I would like to say. Because again, come June 28th, CNI may end, but realistically, this plan that we have, it's going to take the community to the next level.
So let me ask, okay, June 28th, that's the drop dead date for CNI, the initiative
yes.
to end.
Mm-hmm.
You all will have submitted the whole presentation to yes. the government.
Yes.
And now we know that 45 is cut money to HUD.
Mm-hmm.
So will these plans really truthfully be implemented?
Well, what's next for us is, because what I would say, I call it the Holy Bible according to Goldsboro. It will have step by steps how this community can move forward.
Okay.
Goldsboro and Academy Manor can actually reach out and have resources and have a step by step process. And part of that now, as we're going into the home stretch and the race to the finish, as I call it, we are able to deal with and kind of work on that low hanging fruit. Again, from these meetings, we found out a lot of services are available to the community or actually in the community, but people didn't know. So how can we come together? You know, it takes a village. You hear that just for rearing children, but it takes a village to move a community forward. So what do we do now? What can we do now? For example, the Goldsboro Farmers Market. The area has been identified as a food desert, so now we have a farmer's market that's going to help with that, you mm-hmm. know. We will be working with CareerSource to figure out, you know, how we can get some opportunities for people and they can come into the community to see what's there. For example, like you mentioned, Britt and his services at the Westside Center. Mm-hmm. The Westside Center has been a hub for the community as far as community events and facilities. And then we have the Goldsboro Front Porch, Commissioner Velma Williams Center. So those are opportunities for events to take place and to have realistic conversations and meetings. So when this is all said and done, in spite of our elected official or the person that sits in Washington, D.C., the community has something to take hold to.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not discouraged in the notion that, you know, hey, we may not have the money for these things. We are encouraged by the fact that there are partnerships out there, realistic conversations, and we've built what I call the bridge for everybody to walk over and take mm-hmm. the next steps with us.
Mm-hmm. The area that we talked about earlier being the quote-unquote projects, those people have been displaced for what, more than 10 years?
No, ma'am. Actually, they are all rehoused. Everybody. Yes.
Okay.
When those buildings went down, the Sanford Housing Authority went out and housed all of them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So they've been rehoused throughout the community and some are outside the community. So
okay.
It wasn't the notion of, hey, we're tearing down the projects and you got to get out and have nowhere to go. They have rehoused those individuals.
That's all I wanted to yes. know, because that's a...
Yeah, no.
That's a different kind of a feeling.
Yeah,
you know, that's been what you know.
Right. And we've also, too... I guess, to cater to those individuals, because like you mentioned, people, you have generations that have grown up there. We make sure that we include them in all of our events. We send them out personal letters to say, mm-hmm. hey, this is what's going on. So even though you may not be living here in this community in the Goldsboro Academy Manor area, we want you to know what's going on in your community. And we have people that, you know, were moved. They come back to the events and they ask questions. And sometimes they ask the hard questions. But I would say we've been pleased with the outcome of the conversation. And then that they say, hey, you know, you guys really are here for us. You
mm-hmm.
know, it's not something that we were just in it for the job. We are all truly committed to the community.
So tell me what some of those hard questions were, Tamara.
How are you going to make it any different than any other promise that's mm-hmm. been made to us?
Mm-hmm. And how would you answer that?
My honest answer is always, you know, if I don't know the answer, give me a minute and I'll find out and get back to you.
But in this instance, you know, yeah. would you go into the short frame response for
right.
that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So my short frame response to something like that would be, of course, we are going to make sure that there's housing, that this is a comprehensive plan, that we want to target all of the things that the community has said they need.
Yeah.
That this is not a one-stop shop. We're not trying to look to knock anybody out or make anybody feel like this is not their community. Because again, the pride in Goldsboro and Academy Manor is rich. It's a rich history.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to capitalize on that. And so when we're asked the hard question of, well, what are you going to do for us? We lay out where we are. And we lay out an invitation, offer an invitation so that they can be a part of it, to know where we are in the process. Because it's a difference between you and I talking about it as subject matter experts versus someone who lives in the community, is rooted
Heck
in the
yeah.
community. And they can kind of see through the loopholes in it. So when you have that real conversation and you're honest and open and transparent, it makes things a lot easier.
You know, and that's all anybody could ever ask, Tamara, is that somebody, just be honest with mm-hmm. me, tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people have been born and raised in that Goldsboro area,
mm-hmm.
And they haven't gone anywhere.
Absolutely.
All right. So to bring the resources to them, the prayer now is that, okay, you got them. Now you got to use the resources.
Absolutely.
You got to use it. We found out through a needs assessment that there were 7 areas mm-hmm. that you wanted to see improvement in. Mm-hmm. Careers was one. So you brought in Career Source. Mm-hmm. Economics, what's been the plan on that?
So careers and economic opportunities is one group.
Okay.
And so mm-hmm. those opportunities would mean if there's jobs that are available in the community. A lot of times we see information that's poignant for the Goldsboro Academy Manor area. So what we do is we make sure we share that information. We have like a resource caddy in our office. And then we also post it on Facebook and then we send it out to everyone. And it's funny because now over the last year and a half, we have this list of everyone who's ever come to anything we've ever done. So when we get information, we send it out and share it.
Nice.
And so that means like you may have access to email, but your neighbor doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can go take it to your neighbor mm-hmm. and then share information. And so that's been very good for us. When we look at, so we've talked about public safety, we've talked about health, we've talked about careers and economic opportunities, we've talked about education. Seminole County Public Schools have been right there at the forefront on the lines with us as far as making sure they afford opportunities. At 2 of our community fairs, they actually came out and we were able to allow them to utilize the computer lab so parents could come out right then and there and begin to register their children for different programs and then have a conversation with people about what's next. Because sometimes you don't understand that, hey, there's a million schools to choose from. What's best for my child? And who do I go to if I have a concern? Mm-hmm. So that's something we're all about, you know, knocking down barriers and presenting a solution and building a relationship thereafter.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that it sounds like you've done with the residents there of Goldsboro is allow them to feel comfort mm-hmm. in voicing their opinions.
Yes.
Comfort in opening up their mouths. Comfort mm-hmm. in knowing that, because I said it, maybe somebody will do something about it.
Yes.
See, that's comfort.
Yes.
For people who have been born and raised and just accepting mm-hmm. of some of the things that have been thrown their way or right. given to them. Education in that area. Mm-hmm. We know that we have Seminole High School. We know we have Coombs Academy. Mm-hmm. We know we have Midway Elementary. Mm-hmm. Is there plans for, we know that we have a Seminole State College that mm-hmm. is a variable there. Mm-hmm. Are there plans to put any more educational facilities there in that area? Or does the square footage of it even warrant that?
Well, let me say this. That's outside of my realm. But what I will say, as a part of the plan, the project itself, building another school has not been a part of the plan. However, mm-hmm. a part of the plan is that realistic conversation. So once this resource center is there, you know, having someone from the school being able to be in there, you know, to answer questions, no matter what the question is, they will be that catch-all to answer those questions and refer you where you need to go next.
Gotcha.
So that's what we're looking at.
And that's the information that you're going to do. So the areas that are covered by the transformation grant planning, that's what we just discussed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. The outcomes of all of that and what's ahead or what are going to be talked about in the CNI town hall event. And you all are invited. Please, please, please don't let this opportunity pass you by. Find out more about what Choice Neighborhoods Initiative has done in your favor. It's going to be this Thursday, March 29th. 29th, 6 p.m. at City Hall Commissioner Chambers. And of course, your City Hall is 300 North Park Avenue there in Sanford. If you need more information about that, 407-304-3616. Mm-hmm. And if you'd like to reach out to Tamara directly, all you have to do is call 407-895-3300, extension 4010. And Tamara is spelled tamara.johnson@ORL for Orlando-OHA.org. Is that housing
Absolutely.
Authority?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
See, I, you know, went to a little bit of school. And so what we're looking for you to do is come and find out what's been done on your behalf over the last 24 months. Choice Neighborhood Initiatives, will there be anything replacing it after you all leave? Or
And that's the next steps of conversation I've begun. What's next?
Okay.
And so those next steps, we'll kind of talk more about it. There are conversations. There will be some things in place thereafter.
Okay.
And so right now, that is that realistic conversation. Because of our partners, and I should have started out by discussing our partners. Our partners in this endeavor have been, of course, HUD, which is our grant funder, and then the City of Sanford, and then the Sanford Housing Authority. Mm-hmm. So with those three entities coming together and putting a plan in place for what's next, and then we've had an amazing consulting firm that was there to kind of facilitate this because mm-hmm. they're experts throughout mm-hmm. the country for doing what they do. So yes, even though June 28th will come and go, but there will be somebody in place and some entity in place to take charge.
All right.
And to run the course with us.
Moving Goldsboro and the Academy Manor to the next level. That's what the Community Neighborhood Initiative has been about. And the upcoming town hall meeting, which is this Thursday, March 29th, 6 p.m. at City Hall, will be the outcomes of all of that. You help them find what the seven pillars should be that we would put into place from your needs assessment. All of this has been based off of information that you've shared with the Goldsboro area. Tamara, thank you so much.
Thank
Don't
you
let this be
us.
The last time we see you. Now, I believe
there's
other projects in the works for,
yes.
for you.
Oh, thank you.
And your
thank
team.
You. Thank you.
Thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Ms. May.
All right. And thank you for listening to another edition of Community Connection on Star 94.5. The Glory of Gospel with Pastor Reva Timms is up next on Star 94.5.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.